Hello, and welcome to Living and Loving Life Through the Eyes of an Indigo Crystal Perspective. I'm Preston, and this is my mom, Marianne.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
And today, we have an awesome lineup for you. In fact, we're going to have an awesome in-depth interview with me. And that's going to be very exciting. We also have a little topic today we're going to talk about is stress. How can we handle it? And so from then, let's take it on. Mom. How are you, Mom?
I'm doing great. Hey, Preston, I was going to ask you something.
Today, yeah, sure.
About the date. Is there something significant about today's date?
You know what? There is. There is a very powerful message in today. See, if you look at the date, today is the 11th, right?
Right.
And January is 1, so it's 1-11. Now, that's already powerful right there. Because, see, what 1-11 is when anything comes of 11-11 or 1-11, that's basically the angels telling you, okay, we're listening. Tell us what you want. And just go. And what we do is when it's 11-11, we start jumping up and down and saying, oh, what we desire and stuff. And then that's basically you're painting a picture for your future. Okay, so that's powerful already. Now it's 07. 7 in numerology is spirituality. So basically, it's 1-7-07. That is a very powerful day. And it's about manifesting what you really desire today. What you say and think today and give lots of energy to, it's going to walk and talk tomorrow.
Wow, Preston, that's awesome.
That's so exciting.
It's so amazing because that's, you know, that's what's now here. And so today is a very special day also.
Yeah. What a great day to do this show.
Yes. Definitely is again.
Oh, yeah. So, are you ready to start the interview?
Okay. Sure, I can do that.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Preston, so basically, I'd like to have people, let them kind of know, get an insight of what it's like to have an indigo crystal perspective on, you know, on our lives and stuff like that. And so I am going to interview you, and here's one of the questions that I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
So tell me, Preston, what do you believe, you know, you came here to do at this time?
Well, you know, that is very strong, a very, very strong message that just got shown me about, oh my gosh, what, about, oh, 4 years ago. And anyways, what I see is that our light is a bright, shining torch, just bright. Just, I mean, it like has an aura that goes out 20 feet, you know, just very bright. And we carry it around. And what I see is that there's some people that have the torch, and it's, you know, it's sort of lit. It has its little wick, but it's not lit. And what I want to do is take my torch and enlighten someone else so they can have their torch even brighter than it is. They go, oh, I get it. And then I tell them, okay, now pass it on. So they light that torch, and they light that torch. Pretty soon the whole world is this big, bright, bright universal star, you know. We're going to go right back on the map again.
That's wonderful. That's so exciting, you know, and it's just exciting to know that more people can, once they know this and stuff like that, they can just open up more. So that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, how would you tell others how they can open up to their own divine gifts?
Well, the thing is, first thing is that you always want to listen to yourself a lot. I mean, if you get even a single little, go here, do this. Don't go, oh, what is that? And start questioning it and how it got there or what is it doing and why. Don't even go to any questions. Just go with it. If it feels right, go with it. Because then pretty soon, the universe is going to go, oh, you're listening to me. Well, then I should talk more to you. Because seriously, it's like, here's a metaphor. You're with two people, right? And you're talking to this person, and they're not even listening. Do you want to talk to them anymore? Not really. You talk to them, and they're listening so much. They're like, oh, yeah, tell me more, tell me more. you're going to want to talk and talk to them. You're going to have hours and hours of conversation. So it's all really about listening to self and allowing it to get bigger and open up. And also, it's also not allowing fear to stop you, because there's some blocks and some fear of, oh, you know, that's kind of scary to see energy. Well, if you want to open up your clairvoyance, don't just say, I want to see energy. Say, I choose the divine energy. If you want to see divine energy, then claim that. Say that, you know. If you choose to see auras, then say, I choose to see divine auras, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Preston, basically it's been pretty intense energy lately. Tell me, how do we stay more clear and focused? How can you help everybody else?
Well, you know, this is how I do it. The first thing is when I feel like I'm getting all mucky, you know, and just a lot of stagnant energy. Well, the first thing I do is, and this is also helpful as well, I just start moving a bit, you know, and it depends how really, like, blah I am. If I'm like, I'm just sort of blah, then I'll just, you know, I'll just start dancing and with having like a hum in my head. Or if I'm like, if you're really, really, you just don't want to do anything, you're exhausted, and you just, I'm just going to sit down and do nothing, then you can even just slowly moving, like so, or maybe just sort of swaying back and forth and listening to music. I love to listen to music, and music that I like. It just gets your spirits up. It gets everybody's spirits up when they listen to music they like.
Oh, I know that. I definitely realize that music is a big key that's here to help everybody feel so much better. So,
yeah.
Preston, what kind of music do you most enjoy listening to?
Well, I have a very young taste, but then again, I also have an older taste. I have two sides of music. I like to listen to, well, first I like to listen to sometimes kind of alternative music or the new stuff, as long as it feels good. Or I've got this one song which anyone's heard of. It's kind of like pop techno. It's got a really good beat,
okay.
And I really paid attention to that. But then I also listen to like classic rock and like 80s stuff. You know, so it's really cool because, and disco. Oh, my gosh, I love disco just as much as my mom.
Right.
And also another way to keep clear, I forgot to mention this, is what I do is I pretend like I'm fluffing a pillow or a cloud, and I go up from my toes to my head. I just fluff, 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 and go down my back and back again. I do it for a little bit, and then I start saying what I want to put in. You know, I take out everything that's not fresh, good, and I say what I want to put in, and I just feel lighter, my aura is just brighter, and I just feel like skipping.
Awesome. So
yeah.
What are some of the things that make your heart sing?
Oh, my gosh. I love, right now, is what's really big, singing and acting. I love being on the stage. Anything with the stage, I'm just like, my heart's there. That's my home. Some people will get on there, they'll be like, oh, my gosh, I can't do it, because they all just judge me and seeing other people watch them. Me, I love the stage. I would have my life on the stage, you know? Eating breakfast, people watching, they're like, ooh, ah, you know? Exactly. I love acting. I love singing as well. I just love singing. That just makes my spirit, wow, just soar, you know? I sing as much as I can. Sometimes I write songs, I then sing them a lot, then I totally forget about them. I don't know why that is. And I can't forget about drawing. I love drawing. Funny story, when I was 18 months old, my mom says that I was pretending to, like, doodle in the air. I was, like, basically drawing in the air. And so I was like, oh, look, what are you doing? I think he's drawing or something. They gave me a pencil, and I held it right. I didn't put it like I was holding some sort of, like, tube or rock or something. I held it like a pencil or a paintbrush. That is still amazing to me to this day. And that's why I love to draw, especially anime. Stuff like that, Japanese stuff. I just love it. Yeah.
So then basically, what's your vision of an ideal world?
Oh my gosh. You know, I think an ideal world for me is there's no judgment. People can do whatever they feel like. And people won't say that's bad. That's not good. You know, there's lots of labels. There's no labels in my ideal world. Everybody has cash flow enough. They're all abundant. There's no hunger. There's no poor. Everybody can get whatever they want. And it still flows together. And I think would be awesome if it's not just cash flow, but if you could go to a store and, you know, take something that you really want and trade it for, like, your gift. If you're a great painter, make a painting.
Right.
Trade or just for them, or make a pose. Just trading with your gifts, you know, that would be awesome. I think everybody would really love that.
That's wonderful. So
yeah.
What are some of your biggest life lessons so far?
Well, wow. That's a big, big question. And I think I'd have to start off with really loving self. You know, of course I love myself, you know. But then again, there's also stuff like, I love myself. But I want to be taller, and I want to have a deeper voice. I want to have cooler hair. You know, it's kind of like you want to love yourself for who you are and just, you know, allow yourself to be who you are. You're so special, and you're so you. Don't try to be anybody else, because once you realize that you are you, then everybody else goes, wow, you are you. I want to be me, me. And the new fad is being you. That's not really fad, just
yeah.
And also, not letting fear stop you. When you feel like you choose to do this, I just need to do this, you know. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let fear stop me, you know.
Right.
I just think of, instead of thinking of, oh, what could happen wrong, think about all the things that could happen great, you know, and see it happening great, you know, because you are in control of your own universe. So then make it your own. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Play with the Play-Doh, you know?
Right. I understand that. So, person,
yeah.
You have different ideas for manifesting. What are some of the things that you would like to share with others?
Well, the way I manifest is I put a lot of joy into it. I mean, you can do it any way you like. You can meditate. You can put a lot of, you know, and that's perfectly fine. If it works for you, it works for you. What I do, I'll shout it out. I will be like, woohoo, I love it. You know, I act like I already have it. I'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you for this awesome part in this awesome movie. Or, oh yes, I love, thank you for this. This laptop, you know, and I just see, oh, I love this laptop, and this is does, and I just go through a list of everything I desire, and I say it like it already is, and I say it like I'm so happy that I got it. It's sort of like a metaphor. It's like I'm saying thank you to everybody who got me Christmas gifts at Christmas. I open up, I go, oh my gosh, a laptop! Oh, thank you, divine universe! Oh, thank you, I've always wanted it, you know, and. And maybe dance around a lot. Sometimes I even sing it, too. And after that, I just kind of go, oh, wow, that's relaxing.
So basically, what's some of your ahas that you've had?
Some of my ahas is, wow, there's a lot of them. And I share this with my mom, too. I think the first aha, one of the first ones that I can think of, is basically not to judge others, you know, because there's a lot of people who say, well, they're not as spiritual, or, oh, they're creating their own problems and stuff. That's their thing. It doesn't matter what they think about you. And it doesn't matter what you think about them. It's their life. It is their experience. Let them live it. Let them have their experiences. Don't try to fix them. Maybe they don't want to be, quote-unquote, fixed, you know?
Right, and I believe that we can't really ever fix anybody.
What
we can do is we can be an example and assist others as they request us to assist them.
Exactly, and also, what I want to say is when other people are really just not enjoying their life, they're just not enjoying being on this planet, you choose to be an example and enjoy being on this planet. Enjoy your life. Do what feels right and, you know, shout it out. Because if you don't enjoy them, your life, then the other, your example to them, and they go, oh, well, see, it's not just me. Everybody else doesn't like my life, you know. Cause, but if you're like, oh, wow, they like their life, they like you on this planet? Well, there must be some way I can like it too. And, you know, and then you get higher and higher and higher vibration, and they start going, oh, well, I'm going to get higher. I'm just going to raise my vibration. I think so. Be your light, because you're an example to the world.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, what I was wondering was, basically, what would you call the new energy that's here? Can you feel it?
Oh, my gosh. I can feel it. I'm swimming in it, you know. I've got a yacht on it. It is amazing. It's instant manifestation. It is power beyond your wildest dreams. It's something pretty soon, it's getting close to where the snap thing is in your hand. I mean, it's that powerful. It's stuff that you think of it. You say it, or you just have a big experience of that energy, and the next day, it comes. I mean, it's instant. A few years ago, it was kind of like, you know, that, and it went that thing. You know, it was about a whole month before that hit.
So it was slower?
Huh?
It was slower?
Yeah, it was slower just because our energy wasn't, and consciousness wasn't as high vibration as now. Now, we'll think about it, and maybe, oh, I don't know, a few seconds, minutes maybe, bing, it's right there. I mean, it's that fast. It's love, heart energy, too, you know, and joy. That's what it is. Joy and manifestation. And I think the more that we get out there and have fun and enjoy life and just take moment by moment, enjoy every precious, like the delicious small thing of your favorite ice cream or something, and just take everything as a spoonful, you know, and just savor it. That will be so important.
In my mind, savor it. Savor it slowly and cherish every moment and every bite.
Exactly. Like that delicious chocolate brownie ice cream.
Okay, now you're making me hungry. No. So basically, what do you desire to be a part of? You can be a part of anything in the world. So what are some of the things you would desire to be a part of?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to be in movies. Not just movies. Movies. Thousands of movies. I desire to see myself at Hollywood making movies and then still having an awesome home base that's not in Hollywood, you know?
Right.
I don't have to live there. I want to be in a place that I love to be in, still making the movies without being connected to the whole Hollywood thing. And also making albums, CDs. Oh yes, I want to get out there and sing. Because before I was in very sort of shy about singing, and they're like, oh, you sing really well, isn't that nice thing? Now I want to get on that stage and sing my heart out, where after I'm done, I'm kind of like, need water. Okay, maybe not like that, but, you know. And I think I'd love to get my artwork out there and, like, make covers for anime, manga or something, or make an anime. I realized... When it comes to drawing and stuff, you know, animation business, everybody has a job for even the smallest thing, you know, outlining, coloring the outlines in, you know, it's like lots of things. And so I thought, I don't have to at all try and make a manga, a comic, it's a Japanese comic, on my own. What I love to do is take one drawing and focus a lot on it, you know. So I think I'd love to do like covers and maybe like the drawings for it. And one last thing, I think it'd just be awesome to do a voice in a movie, in like an animated movie, because your voice is so powerful. Because it can hold emotions, it has energy, and I just think it would be awesome to be a voice in like a movie. It'd just be awesome. I like the word awesome.
So basically, is that your message? What is that the message that you would want to give to the people of the planet right now?
I want to tell them. I desire to tell them not take life so seriously. And stop. I mean, yes, I know it's a big thing, and it sometimes can be very frustrating, but please, please stop worrying about financial stuff. Because you have plenty of time in the world, but as I say, you don't have time not to have fun. Your time is to have fun. And you can wonder about that. Yes, you can, but don't get into it and just, you know, totally, because that, you know, lowers your vibration. And you just want to have fun. Try and do what you love, and just, you know, mix it. I'm not saying, okay, don't do the dishes, don't clean up the room, and just, you know, go out and have fun. I can say, you know, have fun and do that, make that fun. You know, I'm not saying drop everything that's not fun, just make stuff fun, you know? Oh, I spilled some syrup. Okay, start dancing and washing, going, ooh-hoo, doo-doo-doo, you know, stuff like that. Like, make stuff fun, because the funner it is, the faster and faster time goes, and just fun. Yes, fun. That's the big word, fun. Yeah.
Now, the one question that came to me is, basically, where would you want to be a part of to give back?
Excuse me?
To give back to the planet, you know,
oh.
Like events.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear you then. To give back to the planet. I think the planet really just needs some love right now. And there's a lot of... Huh?
I said I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she's sort of, you know, like holding stuff together. And I think what we really need to do is focus on the planet and love it a lot. You know, I mean, focus and love it a lot. I mean, nurture it and care it like a baby. Because she's going through some rough times right here, and she really, really desires our help. We can focus on, you know, other energies as well. But really what we need to do is focus on it and maybe take a little bit of time each day to just focus sending love to her. Or go outside and plant a flower in a park or something. Or just love a tree, you know. Or even smile at a tree. Just something like that. She really, really would like some help, you know.
Right. Now, what are some of the things that you're most grateful for in your life?
Oh, I'm so, so grateful to have a mother, parent, who supports what I do, is the same energy, the same high vibration as me, you know, and, you know, that's one of the most grateful things right now, because if I had a parent who wouldn't allow this, you know, I'd have to either break away, and, you know, and, you know, go against, which you don't really want to go against anything, or I'd hide it, and I don't want to do that, because what I have to say to the world, I really, really want to. And I want a big loudspeaker thing. Hello, how are you? You know? And my mom's here just saying, ta-da, I'm with you all the way. Yep. Yeah. And so that's one of the most things I'm grateful for. Also, I'm grateful for this awesome energy. I mean, awesome energy around here. I can just feel the love energy, you know? People are, they're just more alive, and they're more aware than they were many years ago, and it's just And, of course, having a roof over my head, that's huge, and food and other stuff. But also just the freedom of choice, you know.
A big one.
Allowing to say, I want to go to the park today. And do whatever you choose, feel right to do. That's huge, you know. That is a big thing that we need to be grateful for. Just by thinking, I'm going to go brush my teeth. You can go brush your teeth. There's no one stopping you saying, no, you have to eat breakfast first. You know what? I want some cereal for dinner. Okay, have cereal for dinner. There's nothing saying, no, you can't have cereal for dinner because that's breakfast food. No. There's no more limits. You know, that's awesome because without limits, the sky's not the limit.
That's very true. So what are some of the things that you enjoy eating?
Well, you know, there's two things. There's two. I think I have like two appetites, a sweet appetite and a non-sweet appetite. Me, I have to be, I'm going to be truthful. I love sweets. I have the biggest sweet tooth in the world. The thing is, I need to focus on protein because I can't be up there and doing what I love with just a cookie in my belly. You know, I really desire some protein. But I'm not saying I can't have my cookie. I'm going to have my cookie. But I'm also going to have a delicious roast beef sandwich or a toasted tuna fish sandwich, you know? Something with meat and greens. Greens are so important. So important. I mean, seriously, how much, if we're saying that we're trying to help the Mother Gaia, by saying that we love her, well, eating greens and saying, oh, I love these greens, that's basically saying, you know, like saying someone makes this, say the little 5-year-old girl comes home and made this cute little clay heart and gives it to you. Now, we can either go, that's nice, and, you know, like throw it in a trash can, or we could go, oh, and think about the thought of her making it and thinking of us. That's basically like what Mother Gaia is doing. She's going, I'm making these beautiful greens and putting as much energy as I can into them so we can help you. And you eat it like, oh my gosh, like you just got that clay heart from that little girl. And just appreciate those greens because they have powerful energy of Mother Earth in them. And they're to help you nourish your body so you can let your spirit fly.
That's cool. That's wonderful. So basically, I only have one more question, and it's just like any ending thoughts of what you want to say.
I would love to say to the universe, and I'm not repeating myself, I think we should follow our heart. Do your bliss. Because now, I don't know what you think about this, but this is what I feel. Very strong. And what me and my mom like to say, take what feels best and leave the rest, you know. Don't go word by word, it doesn't feel right. Okay, I think to help this planet a lot and to enjoy life fully, we truly need to do what we love. We need to follow our bliss. Following our bliss as if doing what we really love. Like, if you want to play the trombone, don't do something that you don't love. Go play your trombone. And don't worry about hows, because the universe has got that. The universe is just there, I know how, just do it. They're just waiting for you to say, I'm going to play the trombone. And they're going to go, okay, opportunity, 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 opportunity. Exactly. You know, and I think that if we really do what we love, we're going to help the world and the universe so much, because if we're stuck in a dead-end job with just paycheck by paycheck, what energy are we putting out? We're putting out not positive energy. If you're trying to represent the world and the positive energy, then sitting there at that desk going, I hate this job, but I get the paycheck at work. But pretty soon, you know, I'm going to save up, and then when I have enough money, I'm going to do what I really love. No, take a step, off the cliff, fall into the beautiful cloud, and lift yourself away. I know it's scary looking at the cliff. Oh, I know, I don't want to jump off. Oh, am I falling? Stop the what if. You just know there's a beautiful, fluffy cloud there. And yes, I know. It just right now it looks kind of scary. But take out of that security and let life guide you. Jump into that cloud and see, wow, I should have jumped on this cloud earlier. It took me to this beautiful, fluffy castle when I was living on a thorny bush, you know. So I think, really, it's great to just do your bliss and love life fully.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you, Preston, for doing that interview. And hopefully that gave some people more of an idea of what it's like to have an indigo crystal child. And
Yeah. Actually,
Preston's not my only child. I have two other kids, and they're very wonderful also.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometime, if they feel like it, they'll be on with us.
Oh, it's fun.
But basically what I'd like to do is I would like to say that we are very grateful for many of the blessings that have come into our lives. And one of those blessings is BBS Radio. And we just love Don and Doug and all the people there, and they're doing a great job, and love to help bring it out even more to the people, because basically that's kind of like what I do. I'm like a divine bridge that's here, and I just call in the people, places, and events that are ready, willing, and able to play and of high integrity, high vibration. And it is amazing what's happening. And I keep meeting people all the time. I just leave messages on the answer machine. They call me back, and they just say, I guess we want to work together. So it's a blast what's here right now. And life can be a lot easier if we just allow it to be easier. You know. But for myself, what I have found out is that there's been some old past patterns of habits and emotions that have come from my past. And basically, I said, okay, universe, if you want me to us to do this radio thing, then bring up anything that's in my way that says that I can't do this. And within days, all these different things are showing up. And then what we do is we're a part of, we do EFT, which is emotional freedom technology, where you tap on your central meridians in your body, and that immediately will start removing the energy from your field. And then also we do SRT, which is spiritual response therapy, and that helps defrag the memories in your subconscious so then you can allow it to be easier. And that's some of the things that I have found out that I've been guided to that have helped tremendous in how I feel and how I can just be with things and then go, oh, okay, I can allow it to be easy now. Because I don't feel that, like, oh, you can't do this. Oh, not you. Oh, no, not you. You'll never do that. And so I bring all the old patterns up, and then we clear them. And then I bring in other people that are ready and willing to, you know, clear. And we've been having much more fun, and I get the energy that's on this planet. And, yeah, it's scary to take a step, but it's sometimes more scary to stay in the place that you are, thinking that in a year that you'd be in that same place again. And so what I do is I just take a deep breath, and I go, okay, angels, do you got me? And I energy test, and I get yes, and I take a deep breath, and I put my foot in the air, and I take the step. And I said, okay, I'm doing my part, angels. Now I just require you to do yours, and together we can allow this to be the most amazing time on this planet together. And I just love life, and I'm here to pull in people that love life also. So basically, I just wanted to add that. And now, Preston, you can say something.
Well, I think it's time to talk about stress and how to deal with it.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you. Actually, I do. Have you been feeling lots of stress for it lately?
Yes, I have.
Have you felt just tense, just foggy energy?
Yes, I have at times.
And maybe some feeling of energy where you're totally drained and you just, you know, I don't want to do anything.
Yes, I have.
Well, most people are wondering, okay, I'm here. Now, how do I get out of this? Well, here are a few methods that we use that really, just really flow with us. Okay, so I'm going to go by a little day of mine, right? And I'm going to say what I can do to stop of getting into the string. What the string is it's called the string of stress. And when you get in the string of stress, it means one small thing happens, okay? You can either choose to look at it as, oh, another, now I dropped my pen. Oh, jeez, God, I dropped my pen, you know? Or you could look at it as, I dropped my pen. That's funny, you know, and, you know, just pick it up.
So basically, and you're saying it's our attitude.
Oh, it is. It is our attitude. It's our choice. You can't really blame it. Like, it's all because of the energy that's here today. That's why I'm feeling frustrated. I mean, yes, you may feel some frustrated energy, but you can also disconnect from it. So, okay, basically, what the string is one small thing happens, which leads to another small thing, which leads to a bigger thing. And now, pretty soon, you're kind of on this rise of a downhill, crash, you know, and you just realize, oh, what next, you know? So, to get away from the string, this is what we're going to do, okay?
Okay.
So, say, I wake up out of bed, stretch, you know, do my daily routine, and I go outside my room. Ow! I stub my toe. So I either go, oh, God, that hurts! Oh, and fall to the ground and, you know, cradle around. Or do I go, ow, that hurts. Wow, okay, now time to go brush my teeth. And, you know, you can focus on it, but don't put lots of energy to it. Because the universe doesn't look at, like, thoughts of saying, oh, I'm putting energy this, but I don't want it. They just have this, like, meter that says energy. And so it says, pain. Whoa, look how much focus. Oh, well, I guess since they're putting that much focus, that means they want more pain. Hey, Bob. Yeah, Joe. It says on the chart they want more pain because they're putting not much energy in it. Okay, well, how much ease do they want? I don't know. It's about 20% energy. All right, let's put it to them. And that's what they do. So then we switch around. Okay, now, ow, stub the toe. We either go, now we go, ow, wow, oh my gosh, that hurt. Okay, okay, I'm not going to do that again. And then, you know, go get your toothbrush. And they go, oh, what's this, wow, they're not really interested in that much. Oh, look at ease, they really are putting energy into ease. If I thought, like, wow, you know, I could have hit that. There could have been a nail there. And, you know, I'm so glad that there's nothing. It was just a toe. And, you know, it didn't feel that bad. And, you know, it's already over with. And you just keep on thinking of the good things. And you're already taking one step away from the string. Okay? So now we're going to go brush for our teeth, brush the teeth. Oh my gosh, I put way too much toothpaste on. It almost burns your mouth. It's just so minty. You know, okay, you can either go, oh my God, and you can go, oh man, I brushed and put so much toothpaste on, and oh man, I, you know, it hurts, and stupid me, you know, you could start in your head. You could just sitting down and get a block and go bong, bong, bong. Or you could be like, ooh, wow, oh, you know, get some water, wash it out, and be like, man, my teeth are going to be pretty white after this. Yeah, I know, that's pretty cool. Then I go outside, smile, wow, big bright sun in my teeth, you know. And then the energy charts go, wow, he's really putting energy into ease. More ease, pretty soon, stuff like that, like the stub the toe, too much toothpaste, it's not going to happen. And if it does, there's one thing that I do that really actually does help. I just walk, say I'm all like, yes, I love myself, ow, I just stubbed my toe, which I do, that's a lot. What I do is I kind of get over the pain, and then I walk there, and I see as it never happened. Like, I walk to the computer, and I see myself just, you know, oh, I just walked to the computer, and really just pretend that it didn't happen. I know that sounds irresponsible, but it's actually pretty fun, you know. Like, oh, I didn't get that job. Okay, go home. You're totally bummed that you didn't get the job. Go home and try to, oh, I got the job. It's so awesome. But, you know, I just don't really want to do that job, you know. And you can just pretend, you know, act, have fun with it. If something's bugging you, then change it, you know. Like, oh, at this point, oh, I didn't get that part. Then you go, you look back a few years from now, and you go, you know, I wouldn't want that part anyways, because it turns out I actually got a better part in a bigger movie, you know, in a month, and I also realized I wasn't ready for acting, you know, and just see the reasons why it happened, or, you know, say financial things are bugging you, just when you're like signing a check, instead of going like, oh, you could just choke on it, you can just, you know, and just instead of being all like stressed about it because they have, you're making them pay, it's, say it like a celebration, like, oh my gosh, I'm so abundant, I can pay this check. That is awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so abundant, I can pay for this phone that is $70. That's so awesome because I'm so abundant, you know. And then say, wow. Or go to the store and say you have $100 in your pocket. This is just a way where some people, you can do it without $100. You can do it with $1. But, you know, some people get into doubt, which, let me tell you about doubt after I talk about this. Now, go to the store and go, instead of going, what, $100 for a leather chair? Oh, you know, that's a rip-off, you know, blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, $100, wow, I have enough, I have plenty. I could get that chair in an instant. I could be like, I want that chair. And I could be like, oh, I'm sitting in this awesome chair. Instead of going, oh my God, I would never buy that chair because that's, you know, and just, instead of going into it, kind of skip. See, what people do is when they go into stress, they get into it. They start, one small bad thing happens, then they start talking about, oh, another thing, and pretty soon they go, you know what, oh, my day has just been so bad, I can't believe this happened, I'm going to go call Aunt Betty. Aunt Betty, I stubbed my toe, I put toothpaste too much in my mouth, I saw a chair, it was $100, can you do it? That's such a stupid thing. Aunt Betty goes, oh yeah, well, guess what, I had to pay $1,000 for this bill, and oh my gosh, and so they go, oh, blah, blah, blah. Christian, that you get off the phone, and you're worse than when you got on the phone. But that's not all. Then Aunt Betty goes, oh my gosh, I have to tell Grandma Faye. Grandma Faye, blah, blah, blah. And so then they get even worse. And Tristan is a whole string of people who are just talking about what they're not wanting. And all that energy goes to you. Because they're all you're focusing on what's not working with their life. They're focusing on what's not working with not only their life, but your life. Pretty soon, all this energy is just whole, just like tubes are going, not working, not working, not working. So instead, if you feel like something goes, like the next day, you go, you know what, I want to change. Aunt Betty calls up, oh, today's been a really bad day for me. You go, you know, it's been a great day for me. They go, oh, I stubbed my toe again. I go, really? I didn't. You know, maybe you should watch where you're going or something. Okay, well, don't say that, that's mean. But like when sometimes when my friend calls and he's like, dude, I hate school, blah, 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 blah. I go, oh, well, that's sad. Well, I love school, you know. And you just focus on, like, don't get them in. If they try to drag you in, go, well, that's too bad for you, because I really know. And keep your vibration high. And then, of course, the best way to avoid talking to someone like that is to not talk with them at all. If someone calls and you look at the caller ID and you sigh, don't pick it up, because then you think you have to do it. But if someone calls like, oh, I said you want to talk to him, well, then pick it up. And then have a great conversation about what's happening and working with your life. And just stay on those topics. Because it's not really all about keeping the conversation going. It's about having fun and talking to people that you like to talk to. And so I have three things to tell you. Do not get into the string of stress. One, one small thing happens, laugh about it, okay? Now I know sometimes it's a little hard when you're already on the edge of just stress to laugh at it, but just kind of easy. It's like, well, I dropped my pencil and I been trying to carry all this stuff. I go, my pencil dropped, you know. And so maybe laugh about it. Try laugh about it. Now, I know sometimes one, drop pencil one, ha ha, drop pencil two, ha ha, drop pencil three, ha ha, you know, sometimes you're getting a little frustrated, but don't let it get to you as much. And you do send and done, but trust me, it worked for me, okay? So you can see if it worked for you.
Awesome, Preston. That's wonderful. So basically, I would like you to say about your angel readings and where people can find out about them.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot about. My angel readings, well, basically, my angel readings, what they are, is I tap into your angel, your energy, whatever you want to say. I tap into it, and it's kind of like an answering machine. You've been gone, like, to Florida or something, and you come back, and your answering machine's, like, filled with 10 messages. Well, basically, what I'm doing is I'm checking your divine energetic answering machine, and I'm telling you what your divine energies are trying to tell you. So I'm kind of like a channel, but I'm still there, you know. Because it's boring to let them take over, because then you're just sitting there going, da-da-da-da-da, and go on back. See, I'm kind of like a co-seat. I'm on, like, the pilot, and they're the co, and they're like, hey, I think da da da, and I go, oh, hey, I think da da, you know. And so, yeah. So basically, it's really fun too, because I also use my gifts and I write down what I write. No, I don't write down. I draw. I draw the angel portrait as well, and I give it to them. While I'm drawing it, I say the messages, and that's why it really keeps me connected and at ease. Yeah.
And so basically, where can you find your information at? Where can people get a hold of you if they want to have one of these?
Well, you know, if you want to have an angel reading, the best way really to get a hold of me is to email me at CrystalRainbowCelebration@yahoo.com. That's my email. That's what I use for angel reading. And I really suggest use that. I mean, because that's the best way to get a hold of me. And you can just email me saying, oh, hey, I'm interested in getting an angel reading, you know, and ask me about it, and I'll tell you the details. And that's basically all it is to it.
And how much does it cost, or how do you, you know, what's the charge or whatever?
Well, lately I've realized that it's good to have some sort of set price, because before I was just doing by divine donation, which is a really good idea, but some people have a belief system where if it doesn't cost anything, then it must be not worth it. It's for angel readings. It is 21 or donation, and when it's sacred core names, which I haven't got to talk about. May I talk about my sacred core names?
Well, I don't know how much more time there's left, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my sacred core names is $12 for donation, which is divine donation. Whatever you give is divine. I just want to say a quick blurb about it. Basically what it is, it's your divine energetic name through language of the stars. And I can't really tell any more about it because I'm going to run on. So it was been really great talking. Yeah.
Go ahead and give your email contact again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It is Crystal Rainbow Celebration. That's on plural. At yahoo.com. And if you want it again, Crystal Rainbow Celebration at yahoo.com. It's a mouthful, but it's pretty simple. Okay.
Wonderful. And I'd also like to say, in time, we'll be having a bio page up on BBS Radio, and there'll be different information and links set up. That's in the process, and we're working on that.
Mm.
So, Preston, you can close it down.
Alrighty. Remember, people, have fun, and let it be simple. Bye now. Mwah.